Item 4, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on departmental waivers. This reference file is also considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. And the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit considered this item at its September 11th meeting and took no action.
Good morning, Mr. Tyler. I think some introductions, first of all, are in order if some committee members have not yet met the new director.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. That's exactly what I'd like to do is just make sure, I think as a courtesy, make sure everyone's aware of Dr. Reuben Anthony. I think many of you have had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Anthony and his role as taking a leadership role on a temporary basis. Part of that responsibility is also doing a comprehensive assessment of the department and then coming up with some recommendations and then also helping us in the search process for a permanent director. I think everyone has received a copy of Dr. Reuben Anthony's resume, so I'm not going to go into the detail, but just wanted to make sure that there was a formal introduction to Dr. Anthony.
Thank you. And I assume Dr. Anthony is going to then address the actual report.
Yes. Good morning, Madam Chair and Committee. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to come and present several informational items to you this morning. The first item that I'd like to present is the DBE waiver report. If you look at the DBE waiver report, you'll see that it covers the period of May, June, and July of 2013. And for an overall waiver percentage, the waiver percentage is 10%. So that means 10% of the contracted items received a DBE waiver. For the month of May, the waiver was 2.18%. For the month of June, which I'll explain a little bit in a little bit more detail, it was 92.47%, and for the month of July, it was 0%. The month of June, you had a high representation of emergency services provided to Milwaukee County residents, and that accounted for the 92.47%. On average, staff tells me that the waiver amount ranges between 9, 10, 11%. So the 10% waiver amount is in order with how they have proceeded historically. And this is what I present to you for informational purposes.
Any committee questions on item 4? Supervisor Rainey.
Sam, it's always good to see you.
Thanks, sir.
What were those emergency services that were provided, just for clarity, because I'm unaware?
There is a listing attached, and it's to provide emergency medical services to county residents and others. So that might be, I assume that would be visits to the hospital and other things of that
Air
nature.
Transit. And EMS.
Okay. Any other comments on item 4? Madam Clerk, please call item 5.